I start at my beginning. I start at my beginning. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with I Start at My Beginning. Where is my beginning? Where is the beginning for any of us? Our beginning is at the beginning. Now, you and I have not the slightest idea of where our beginning is. We don't know where our beginning is, when it began, how it began, and what time or space or whatever it began. All we do is say to ourselves, I began at the beginning. We say to ourselves, 2 times 2 is 4, and this is a mathematical statement, and it's a truism, and it is a good one for us to work with. It's a logical beginning. I am who I am. I am divine. I am glorious. I am wonderful. I am peaceful. I am fantastic. I say this about myself because this is my beginning. My beginning is I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I am glorious. I am marvelous. I am wonderful in every possible way. That's what I say about my beginning. Because that is what my beginning is. Now, whether my beginning began a moment ago, or a million years ago, or an infinite, timeless time ago, doesn't make any difference. The only difference is that I know that I am the beginning and the end of me. I am the beginning and the end of who I am. And whatever I am that now, and I am wonderful now, and I'm fantastic now, I'm glorious now, I am outstanding now, because that's who I am. Now, what came out at the beginning? What happened at the beginning? At the beginning, you were born in your original purity and integrity. You were born in your original purity and integrity. You were born as an ideal human being. You were born as an ideal divine being. You were born as God. You were born as man. You were born as the allness. You're born as the allness of the universe. And because you're born as the allness of the universe, you can call upon your allness of the universe at any moment you choose. You can reflect that outwardly from within yourself, which is your allness of the universe, where you are whole and perfect, you are divine, you are wonderful, you're God, you're the magnificence of the universe. You can recall that and shine it forth from yourself in every moment of your life, if you wish. Now, so many times we don't wish to do that. And the reason we don't wish to do it is because we look at the world around us and we notice that it's not showing forth its original purity and integrity. It's not being beautiful and good in all circumstances. And because it's not being good and beautiful in all circumstances, we think we are not good and beautiful in all circumstances. Now, you have the opportunity to close your physical eyes and you turn off the experiences that are going on around you. You have the opportunity to think a movie, to think magic, to think what's going on in the world, and think it beautiful, if you wish. You have the opportunity to imagine, to visualize, to think far beyond all appearances, and say that that's your reality. Now, you have that opportunity. Are you taking it? Or are you taking the opportunity? It's what you see in your outer is who you are on your inner. Of course, that's really true. What you see on the outer is who you are on the inner. But is that what you want to live? Is that what you want to live? Do you want to live this illusion that you're seeing out there? Now, it may be a perfectly wonderful, marvelous illusion. It may be an illusion that's beyond imagination. It may be an illusion that's exciting and delightful in every way. Or it may be an illusion that is not fulfilling. Now, what is it that you want? Do you want a fulfilling illusion? Do you want a fulfilling reality? Well, then return to your original purity and integrity. Return to your original purity and integrity. Don't think what it is. Because every moment you think what your original purity and integrity is, you're thinking limitation. Because that's all that seems to sparkle up into your mind at the moment. But when you think of your original purity and integrity, and you let all other thoughts go, you let all other thoughts just dissolve and not have any power in your life or your world. And so you think, I experienced my original purity and integrity. I was born whole and perfect. I was brought forth into this world by myself as the ideal being that I am, the ideal expression. I'm going to live my life on this planet Earth. I'm going to live my life as an ideal being, as an ideal person, as an ideal expression of all that's good. It's going to be my original purity and integrity. It's not going to be something that has shown forth lately along the way, but it's my original purity and integrity, and that's who I am. I'm shining that forth because that's my original being, my original purity and integrity. Now, I have the opportunity to take off in my consciousness and visualize in my consciousness, what in the world is my original purity and integrity? What in the world is it? What is original purity and integrity? How do I know what that is in my life? How do I know that is what that is in my world? How do I know what that is, or even if it's true? How do I know if my original purity as I visualize it, is really true? Well, your experiences in this world are going to temper your thoughts. And they're going to say to you, it's not really true. It's not really fantastic. It's not really magnificent. That's an illusion. That's not you. What you are is a limited human being. You are limited by everything that a human being ever could conceive itself to be. And that's what you are. You're not your original purity and integrity. You stepped away from that the minute you stepped into human existence. Now, what do I have to do to step into my original purity and integrity? What do I have to do to step into my divine existence? What do I have to do to not be a human being, but be a divine being? And being that right now, I can be a divine being in a human body because I can be a divine human. I can be a divine being in my present thinking system, but I have to listen who I really am. Am I the illusion or am I the reality that never changes? Am I the reality that who I am, this divine being that I am, this magnificent being that I am, my original purity and integrity? So I say to myself, I am my original purity and integrity. I am a divine being. I live in my divine being right now. This is a divine body, perfect in every way. This is a divine life, perfect in every way. This is a divine experience, perfect in every way. Everything I do or think or say or enjoy, it's perfect in every way. Myself only knows my divinity, knows my perfection in every way. In every thought, in every ideal, in every aspect of my being. I start at my beginning right now. I start at my beginning right now, my original purity and integrity. And I express that, I live that, and I am that at all times. That's my reality. That's what I choose to be. And that's what I choose to express. My original purity and integrity. I am divine. I am God. I am that which is. Now, as I claim that, as I bring that forth in my world, as I bring that forth in my life, as I bring that forth in my experiences, that's all that I am. That's all that I will ever be. And that's all that I know. Claim yours today. Your original purity and integrity. Claim it today. Claim today that you start at your beginning as I start at my beginning. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.